please.
Case number 10,018, John Delrussi, east of Route 22, east of Berry Street, being Lot 3 within Bay City Mobile Home Park, a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
And Mr. Chairman, as I recall, the board voted to leave the record open strictly for testimony of Mr. Olivio and for no other purpose. Is that recollection of the board members?
That is correct, Counsel.
All right, Mr. Olivio, would you come forward, please? Up here first, sir. Place your right hand on the Bible. State your full name for the record.
My name is Paul Olivio.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. You approach the podium, please. Mr. Olivio, you are one of the owners or the owner of Bay City, is that correct?
I'm one of the family of the owners.
Okay. We had a case, number 10018, several weeks ago, in which the applicants were John Delrussi and John Fink. And the testimony that was given at the hearing, let me drop back, they were requesting a fairly significant variance from lot coverage at Bay City. And the testimony that was given was that you instructed them that they could build what in fact has been completed, and that you represented to them that the size of the lot was 70 by 120. Are those two things correct, or do you have any other information that you can offer the board?
No, the lot sizes are not correct, because we were trying to make them 70 by 100, which I had to plot it and replot it with the surveyors I hire, and they reply, put on a plot, and I present it to the county for they were allowed to hide the lot and made 100 feet instead of 80 on the front, because we have extra grounds there. But I always said we can't go by until they approve it. In other words, we got to stick with the original size of the lots, which it was 50, 60 years old drawing, and you could hardly make out the numbers of the lot. But we are, you know, the measurement, really. So Lawrence Lang said to me, he said, why don't you get a remeasure and reapply? And I said, well, I can make them 100 feet long, 80 by 100, and it'll give them a little bit more time. And it'll be more accurate. It'll be pins on the corners. And that's what we did. So I brought all the maps to it, and I never got called anymore. And then they said they had a hearing, and I wasn't aware of it. I didn't even know they would have a hearing on it. So I wasn't here for the hearing, and they said I'll postpone it because he said it was too close to the wetlands. That's what they told me afterwards. I wasn't there for the meeting or for the hearing. Somebody had complained and said that it was too close to the wetlands. Them lots have been here, I can assure you, for over 60 years. On the front of there used to be a lagoon, which now it's plugged up from the storms. There used to be boat docks there tied. There used to people tie boats there on front of. Now it's all been washed away, and it's been whatever. But the lots have still been there, and the lots have been occupied all along. At least 3 years, they ain't been occupied to couple them, because they moved the whole house out. And the tenants that they had a lot, they acquired a lot, they hadn't put no house on.
Okay. You mentioned a few minutes ago you had a survey done, you put new pins in. When was that? How long ago?
It's about a year ago, a little over a year ago probably. It was during the winter months when we had that done, and I presented to the county to make the lots a little bigger.
Prior to someone at, with respect to this particular case, did Mr. Delrussi or Mr. Fink come to you in advance with their building plans?
No, I set the house there first, and then I'd want to build it to it, decks and porches or whatever after, because I set the house and I had the compliance of the house.
Right. Did they come to you with a plan and explain to you what they were going to do in terms of the decks that they were built?
They said they were going to get a permit for the building up, but I wasn't at the time. I was out of town. I wasn't there. I told them you had to go to the county and get a permit, and they're going according to rules of the county.
Okay.
That's the only thing was over. When the deck was built and all that, I wasn't the time there at all because I was out of town.
When the pins were set, was that prior to the time that the deck was built?
Oh, yeah. Prior to Mr. DeRossi's house was put, even after that.
Okay.
That's been quite a while that we had this. But I told them all along that wasn't so because the county had to approve first to make 20 feet wide on front of, which we never had a problem doing that. We've done several other lots before through the years. And said somebody had come over and complained about it, and they said it was too close to the wetland, and they said they wouldn't let them have 100 feet. So that got discarded.
Do you understand? You keep bringing up wetlands, and the variance request isn't about wetlands.
Do you understand
what the variance is about?
The variance is about that they are built too much on the way I understand it's built too much on a lot.
That's correct, and they're asking for a variance. For lot coverage, a variance of 761 square feet. I believe you said that the original lot size, since the pins were set, the lots were 70 by 100, is that correct?
No, sir. The original was 70 by 80.
Okay.
And the old map, you could barely make out the numbers, but that's what we had for years, and that's what it was in the old map.
Okay.
And I said we would make a 70 by 100 the lot. Give it 20 more feet more, and everybody had a little bit more extra room.
So when did you decide that it would be 70 by 100?
It's been over a year ago.
Okay. Before they started this?
Before the house was placed and before the building was put on.
So what is the lot size now?
But still same 70 by 80.
Okay.
Because it was an approved to 20 feet to it.
But didn't I hear you say earlier in your testimony the lot was 70 by 120? Or you were going to make them 70 by 120?
No.
At the beginning, you said earlier, 70 by 120, the lot size.
No. I said we were making 70 by 100.
Okay.
And then we already had plotted it out. It's on the map.
Okay.
We have it on the map, actually, but it's never been approved.
Never been approved yet, though,
no.
By the county.
The county has said that they couldn't approve it for complaints of whatever. And I told them that we had to stick with old lots measurements from the start. And I set the house there for them, and I had to CO for the house.
Okay.
The other stuff that had been built, I had never got a permit. I never seen a permit. I never was involved on it. The only thing, I wasn't here at the time when they built the deck either because I was out of town. Only thing, when somebody comes to me, any of my tenants, for permits, I say, you got to go to the county. You call the inspectors, and they'll tell you what you can do, what you cannot do.
Okay.
And other than that, in other words, I don't have no recollection after that what the deck was the size. When I come back from out of town, it was already everything built,
mm-hmm.
And now I heard all the stuff carry on, which...
Right. Now, the only thing that they've overbuilt, they're over to 35% home rule in the area, their coverage, they've covered a lot with too much.
Yeah, but for years and years, nobody ever heard of that. I mean, a lot of people knew about it for years that there was a third of the lot that was supposed to be covered, but it was never reinforced and never here. For years, for the last 10 years, nobody ever had a problem with it. We cover more than a third of the lot. The last 2 years, somebody had complained about it or whatever it was, and they come and check, and that's when the problem starts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, just like it is.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
Do you have any other lots covered like that in your park?
What do you mean cover?
The 35%?
I would not know.
You don't know?
The people, after we set the house on, a lot of time I sell them the house, I set them and sell them myself.
Okay.
I sell them just the house. When the people buy, then they had porch to it, sheds to it, and other construction to it. And they just come and get the permits from the county, and whatever the county rules is, that's what the rules they got to go by.
Okay. So you have no control over that at all?
No, I don't. I wish I did, but I don't.
Okay.
Mr. Leva, do you recognize this?
Yes. That's our map.
That's your map?
That's right.
Okay. And according to the map, the size of the lot is 70 by 100.
According to the map?
Mm-hmm.
This map that you say is yours.
If it's one of the latest maps. Yeah. This is the paper I brought it here to the county to make it there. The whole map, if they look on the whole map, it's not 100.
Okay.
The whole map is nothing like this. The lines is all destruct.
So
the numbers all destruct. This part over here, we just add to it.
Okay.
When we presented to the county to have like this.
So this is the map that you submitted to the county for the update, but it never went through.
Yeah, but that's not the old map.
Gotcha.
The old map is different than that.
The old was 70 by 80, and it's never changed.
Never changed until we made this new drawing into the map. And we have presented, I put 3 or 4 copies to the county, and then we're going to have an hearing, which I never.
Okay, now Mr. Del Rossi submitted this with his application.
Mm-hmm.
Is this representative of what you sold to him or leased to him? Or does he have a copy of the original?
No, they don't have any copy at all.
Well, how did he get this?
My wife might have given a copy from the Alpine Hanser Grant. He might have a copy here from the county.
Okay.
But that's the copy that I brought later to be approved that way.
Okay.
That's not the original.
Okay. So in his lease, is it a lease? Is that correct? You're leasing the property?
Yeah.
And in his lease, it states clearly the lot size?
I don't think it says anything about lot size on the lot lease. It only says the lot numbers and the location of the lot.
So okay.
Then we have a map that we have the.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
The map that's on the application, when I think what happened was when the inspector pulled the file, that was the newest one. So I think he made a copy of that. It didn't say on the bottom approved or denied. There is a letter in that file that says that the one that was submitted in February of 07 was denied due to wetlands, which was the 100-foot. The one that we go off of is one that was revised in 92 and approved, which is 70 by 80.
Thank you.
1992?
Yeah.
He has to revise a few times from them because we had other lots that we had extra ground and the tenants wanted and we have given it to them. But I said, first we go to the county, we put the drawing and they approve. I never had no problem. They approved. Yeah, take the extra 10 feet. It's there. No problem.
So you're only going to do 3 lots with 100 feet on it? That's all you're changing up?
No, there's no change.
You have 4, I think.
I mean,
that's what I apply for.
That's what you apply for.
I think there is not the lot further down than that.
Okay, there's 4 of them that you're planning on if they can change it.
Lot 1, 3, 4, 3, lot 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay. Right there. That's it.
Which he made a request to the
county. I understand
it was
that. But that's he only doing it for 4 lots, not anything else in there.
No.
Okay.
That's it. That's the only request was made for them 4 lots to be extended.
Okay.
20 more feet up front, which they had grounds, had to the lot.
Okay.
Not to build to it. I told them they weren't allowed to go farther than what the original lot. I just wanted for extra ground, so they had extra square foot to the property, so it would give them more room to put more stuff on.
Okay.
So let me make sure I understood you earlier. You did say that you set the pins before the house was set?
Right.
And how were the pins set? As 70 by 80 or 70 by 100?
70 by 80.
That's how the pins were set?
That's how the pins were set where the house is sitting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And for the record, the house without the decks does meet the 35%
without the decks.
It's actually 31 point and some change.
Yeah, almost 32% without the decks in that 70 by 80. Okay. Any further questions? Okay, hearing no further questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,018 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,018 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir, the case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Thank you.
Okay? Thank you for coming,
Thanks for coming.
We appreciate it.